And Ukraine's defense minister has said the EU's plan to supply Kyiv with 1 billion euros worth of ammunition was not enough. Alexei Reznikov says Ukraine needs four times that amount. EU defense ministers are meeting in Stockholm to try and hammer out a deal that would see the bloc launch a massive joint munitions buying effort.
Western howitzers on the battlefield, an essential tool in a war that for the moment has settled into an artillery duel between Ukraine and Russia. With Ukrainian forces using up to 7,000 artillery rounds daily, sending ammunition, especially the 155mm NATO standard shells, has become a top priority for Kyiv's allies. And a big problem, says defense expert Bruno Letta.
Not only is Ukraine running low on this, also European nations are running out of stockpiles. So our own reserves are running low. So this is a big problem, of course, because we would not be able to deliver.
To ramp up supplies, EU's chief diplomat Josep Borrell has put forward a three-track plan, proposing an additional 1 billion euros to buy ammunition, joint purchasing of ammunition by member states, and increasing production in the long term.
I think it's a very big deal. I mean, look, the European Union is an institute created for peaceful goals. So we now see that the European Union is moving into the military sphere, and this is the first time in history. It's pretty unique, actually.
The idea is to apply a mechanism similar to the one used during the COVID-19 pandemic, when the European Commission negotiated contracts and acquired vaccines on behalf of member states. Now the European Defense Agency could sign arms contracts on behalf of its members,